إكسلنسي محبوب سلطان، إكسلنسي غلام حسين دهقاني، إكسلنسي جورج أوكوت هوبا، Dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to thank you on behalf of people and government of Afghanistan for the launch of Platform for Solution Strategy for Afghanistan Refugees. We see this event an opportunity not only to emphasize on our commitments based on goals of the Global Compact for Refugees, but also our past achievements. International community has supported our efforts generously. Afghanistan is proud and compassionate country and is deeply committed to the return and reintegration of its citizens. There is still 2.3 million Afghans living as refugees in Pakistan and Iran. Solution Strategy for Afghanistan Refugee is one such framework under which we hope to see Afghans return home and contribute to development of our country. The government of Afghanistan, and in particular Ministry of Refugees and Repatriation, focuses on refugees and dignified return issues as priority for peace and stability. In the aftermath of a potential peace agreement, we expect the return of all our refugees from Iran and Pakistan. We hope on the peace process and peace negotiation, and we hope that is very soon than the negotiation between Afghanistan and the Taliban. A successful management of return will be a big factor for stability and sustainable peace. We are committed to use the skills, economic, and human resources of the returnees for reconstruction and stability of the country. For those who need, we can also provide vocational training. The Ministry of Refugees and Repatriation and other relevant government entities will not only strive to take actions such as registration of refugees and migrants in Iran and Pakistan, but also facilitate their sustainable and voluntary return. We remain committed to facilitate and accelerate this process. Our comprehensive return program addresses various areas such as transparent distribution of land, livelihood opportunities, health services, especially for women, and reintegration, which all depend on the Afghan government and international partners, resources, and assistance. Ladies and gentlemen, the Afghan government is not only committed to deliver its responsibilities, but also wants to expand them in the following area. One, since migration is an international fact, we want to further development and expand our expand of solution strategy for Afghanistan refugee to include other partners. For us, it's not only Iran, Pakistan, and UNHCR important, it is important EU, the European Union, and Turkey. Second, the Afghan government has the engagement with our diasporas. at the top of its agenda. The first diaspora meeting in Europa took place in November this year in Copenhagen. Series of such meetings are source of knowledge transfer, investment, culture exchange, and tourism, which will continue. Third, at November 2018 in Geneva Conference, the joint communique emphasized the commitment of participating countries about emergency response for IDPs, refugees, and irregular migrants. Four, in accordance to Presidential Decree 305 on land distribution for IDPs and returnees, a land data bank and beneficiary and land identification consortium have been designed. This process has already started. Five. Finally, we remain thankful to Pakistan and Iran for hosting our Afghan citizens for 4 decades and hope our joint effort will result in ending this long-standing refugee situation. Ladies and gentlemen, I would also like to inform you that a comprehensive return program after peace is drafted and soon to be adopted by the Afghan government as an actionable legal instrument. This document includes collection of lessons learned and opportunities that is designed for humanitarian and development aspect for returnees and can develop into an umbrella for all our efforts in this area. That is, the lesson learned show us that is not enough only humanitarian support and help, and we want to development and humanitarian together for the sustainable reintegration of our returnees. We have envisaged this plan to facilitate the dignified return of our Afghan citizens and upholding their basic human rights. Thank you very much, and I look forward to our regional and international cooperation. Thank you.